I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you Pope Francis of the Holy See.
As an audience of elected officials and dignitaries sat wrapped in the U.S. House, Catholics at St. Mary's University in San Antonio cupped their morning coffees and listened spellbound. For the first time, a pope, the leader of their church, was addressing a joint session of Congress.
The challenges facing us today call for a renewal of that spirit of cooperation.
Oh, it's historic. I'm just thrilled. I love this pope so much.
Sister Gabrielle Bibeau is part of the Marianist tradition at St. Mary's, which places a high value on working in the community. She and others seized on the pope's words as he told a Congress deadlocked over immigration reform that Americans should embrace immigrants as the strangers in their midst.
Let us remember the golden rule. Do unto others as you will have them do unto you.
The crowd of 40 gathered at St. Mary's Pub also nodded agreement as the Pope in his white robes diplomatically waded into sensitive social issues. He extolled the sanctity of life, explaining that's why he opposes the death penalty.
This conviction has led me to advocate the global abolition of the death penalty.
Sophomore biology student John Beckman says that made him reflect more deeply on executing criminals.
In our society and world today, it's just sad to see so much energy being put into exterminating people, if you will. And like you said, a better solution we could come up with is rehabilitation.
Brian Buckmeyer, a student coordinator, has read Pope Francis's environmental encyclical. He welcomed the Pope's challenge to halt environmental deterioration.
He's speaking about the need for looking at the environment, looking at sustainability as an avenue to care for the poor. It kind of ties in directly with how we buy things, how we use things, how we recycle things. That ties pretty close to me and how I live my life, I guess.
The pontiff's call to end the arms trade, assist the elderly, avoid wars by improving cooperation may all have sounded like the words of a new progressive leader. But Sister Laura Lemming, a sociologist of religion working at St. Mary's, says those are values espoused by many popes of the past.
Looking back at documents that were written in the early 1930s, there's one. It talks about some of the same themes that he is bringing up. Distribution of wealth and opportunity for the vulnerable in our society. What he's doing a little differently is his message is packaging that in a much more accessible and friendly way.
Sister Gabrielle Bibeau watched as the elected officials seemed to reflect deeply on Pope Francis's words. She hopes her spiritual leader has been able to persuade officials to do what they so far have been unable to accomplish.
I hope that his message for peace and for faith and for dialogue will make Democrats and Republicans really sit down together finally and try to work out a solution that'll make a difference in our country and in our world.
God bless America.
Shelley Koffler, Texas Public Radio News.